I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Hindu nationalist BJP recently lost elections in three key states. The implication? Christians can breathe a little easier. During the years of the BJP's power stint, a narrative was constantly pushed. It said, India is Hindu and there's no room for Christians. Stories flooded out of the country on open persecution, oppression, harassment, and marginalization. So has this ended with the elections? Well, no. Open Doors USA's David Curry tells us,
my hope is that these new elections are going to be a signal that the people want the rule of law upheld without fear, without favoritism towards Hindu or anybody else. We want to see India prosper and to be free.
So continue to pray for boldness for India's believers. And Slavic Gospel Association partners are braving trials to plant churches in Eastern Europe. They're doing it by sharing the gospel one person at a time. SGA's Eric Mock says,
especially under times of persecution, the church grows one life at a time. In a lot of the countries we serve, you can't put up signs and you can't market the church. You can't talk about a new church is coming to town and we want to hold a certain event because it's just absolutely prohibited by law. And so in order to go into a lot of these countries, church planters build these relationships. And then as people start coming to faith, as people are baptized, you then form them together and you must shepherd them along.
So SGA is training and equipping pastors so they can reach into communities and into the orphanages. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.